Srila Suta Goswami said, "Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto that great sage, Sukadeva Goswami, who can enter the hearts of all. When he went away to take up the renounced order of life, sannyas, leaving home without undergoing the reformation by the sacred thread or ceremonies observed by the higher castes, his father, Vyasadeva, fearing separation from him, cried out, 'Oh, my son!' Indeed, only the trees, which were absorbed in the same feelings of separation, echoed in response to the bereaved father." Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The institution of Varna and Ashram prescribes many regulative duties to be observed by its followers. Such duties enjoin that a candidate willing to study the Vedas must approach a bona fide spiritual master and request acceptance as his disciple. The sacred thread is a sign of those who are competent to study the Vedas from the Acharya, or the bona fide spiritual master. Sri Sukadeva Goswami did not undergo such purificatory ceremonies because he was a liberated soul from his very birth. Generally, a man is born as an ordinary being, and by the purificatory processes, he is born for the second time. When he sees a new light and seeks direction for spiritual progress, he approaches a spiritual master for instruction in the Vedas. The spiritual master accepts only the sincere inquirer as his disciple and gives him the sacred thread. In this way, a man becomes twice born, or dvija. After qualifying as a dvija, one may study the Vedas. And after becoming well-versed in the Vedas, one becomes a vipra. A vipra, or a qualified Brahmin, thus realizes the absolute and makes further progress in spiritual life until he reaches the Vaishnav stage. The Vaishnav stage is the postgraduate status of a Brahmin. A progressive Brahmin must necessarily become a Vaishnav, for a Vaishnav is a self-realized, learned Brahmin. Sri Sukadeva Goswami was a Vaishnav from the beginning. Therefore, there was no need for him to undergo all the processes of the Varnashram institution. Ultimately, the aim of the Varnashram Dharma is to turn a crude man into a pure devotee of the Lord, or a Vaishnav. Anyone, therefore, who becomes a Vaishnav, accepted by the first class Vaishnav, or Uttama Adhikari, is already considered a Brahmin, regardless of his birth or past deeds. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted this principle and recognized Srila Haridas Thakur as the Acharya of the Holy Name, although Thakur Haridas appeared in a Mohammedan family. In conclusion, Srila Sukadeva Goswami was born a Vaishnav, and therefore Brahmanism was included in him. He did not have to undergo any ceremonies. Any low-born person, be he a Kirata, Huna, Andhra, Pulinda, Pukasa, Abhira, Sumba, Yavana, Kasa, or even lower, can be delivered to the highest transcendental position by the mercy of the Vaishnavas. Srila Sukadeva Goswami was the spiritual master of Srila Suta Goswami, who therefore offers his respectful obeisances unto Srila Sukadeva Goswami before he begins his answers to the questions of the sages at Namasaranya.